नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 22। इदं हि पुंसस्तपसः श्रुतस्य वा श्रेष्ठस्य सूक्तस्य च बुद्धिदत्तयोः अविच्युतोर्थः कविभिर्निरूपितो उत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवर्णनम् इदं हि पुंसस्तपसः श्रुतस्य वा श्रेष्ठस्य सूक्तस्य च बुद्धिदत्तयोः अविच्युतोर्थः कविभिर्निरूपितो यद् उत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवर्णनम् इदम् दिस् सर्टेनली पुंस ऑफ एवरीवन तपसः बाय डिंट ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटीज श्रुतस्य बाय डिंट ऑफ स्टडी ऑफ द वेदास वा
और
श्रिष्टस्य
सैक्रिफाइस
सूक्तस्य स्पिरिचुअल एजुकेशन च एंड बुद्धि
कल्चर ऑफ नॉलेज
दत्तयो
चैरिटी
अविच्युतः
इनफैलिबल
अर्थः
इंटरेस्ट
कवि भी
बाय द रिकॉग्नाइज्ड लर्न्ड पर्सन
निरूपितः
कंक्लूडेड
यत्
व्हाट
उत्तम श्लोका द लॉर्ड
हु इज डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय चॉइस पोएट्री
गुणानुवर्णनम डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज ऑफ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of the knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. Please repeat. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose
of the advancement of knowledge
namely austerities
studies of the Vedas
sacrifice chanting of hymns
chanting of hymns
and
charity
culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry.
What?
Human intellect is developed for advancement of learning in art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, economics, politics, computer science, etc. By culture of such knowledge, the human society can attain perfection of life. This perfection of life culminates in the realization of the Supreme Being, Vishnu. The Shruti therefore directs that those who are actually advanced in learning should aspire for the service of Lord Vishnu. Unfortunately, persons who are enamored by the external beauty of Vishnu Maya do not understand that culmination of perfection or self-realization depends on Vishnu. Vishnu Maya means sense enjoyment, which is transient and miserable. Those who are entrapped by Vishnu Maya utilize advancement of knowledge for sense enjoyment. Sri Narada Muni has explained that all paraphernalia of the cosmic universe is but an emanation from the Lord out of his different energies, because the Lord has set in motion by his inconceivable energy the actions and reactions of the created manifestations. They have come to be out of his energy, they rest on his energy, and after annihilation they merge into him. Nothing is therefore different from him, but at the same time the Lord is always different from them. When advancement of knowledge is applied in the service of the Lord, the whole process becomes absolute. The personality of Godhead and his transcendental name, fame, glory, etc. are all non-different from him. Therefore, all sages and devotees of the Lord have recommended that the subject matter of art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, and all other branches of knowledge should be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. Art, literature, poetry, painting, etc. may be used in glorifying the Lord. The fiction writers, poets, and celebrated literatures are generally engaged in writing of sensuous subjects. But if they turn toward the service of the Lord, they can describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Valmiki was a great poet, and similarly Vyasadeva is a great writer. And both of them have absolutely engaged themselves in delineating the transcendental activities of the Lord, and by doing so have become immortal. Similarly, science and philosophy also should be applied in the service of the Lord. There is no use presenting dry speculative theories for sense gratification. Philosophy and science should be engaged to establish the glory of the Lord. Advanced people are eager to understand the absolute truth through the medium of science, and therefore a great scientist should endeavor to prove the existence of the Lord on a scientific basis. Similarly, philosophical speculation should be utilized to establish the supreme truth as sentient and all-powerful. Similarly, all other branches of knowledge should always be engaged in the services of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same is affirmed. All knowledge not engaged in the service of the Lord is but nescience. Real utilization of advanced knowledge is to establish the glories of the Lord, and that is the real import. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all similar activities are all factually Hari Kirtana or glorification of the Lord. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकास्वामिनिति नामिने नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इदं हि पुंसस्तपसः श्रुतस्य वा स्विष्टस्य सूक्तस्य च बुद्धिदत्तयोः अविच्युतोऽर्थः कविभिर्निरूपितो यद् उत्तमश्लोकगुणानुवर्णनम्। लर्न्ड सर्कल्स् हैव पॉजिटिवलि कन्क्लूडेड् दैट् द इन्फेलिबल् पर्पस् आफ् द अड्वान्स्मेण्ट् आफ् नालेज् नेम्लि आस्टेरिटि स्टडि आफ् द वेदास् सक्रिफैस् चाण्टिङ्ग् आफ् हिम्स् and charity culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord who is defined in choice poetry. So Narada Muni is now telling Vyasadeva that how we should utilize our activities in the service of the Lord. It's a practical solution here. People ask all the time, okay, we understand, but how do we do it? How do we do bhakti seva? So here the solution. Everything should be used in the service of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada so wonderfully gives us the process. You know, first he talks about all the subject matters, the what we learn in our universities, which is chemistry, philosophy, psychology, etc., etc. So he says, use this knowledge. Don't reject that knowledge. Use this knowledge in the service of the Lord. How? And he gives the examples. Like a painter and a writer, you know, they just write or they paint for the service of the Lord. A musician, he can sing for the Lord. A fiction writer, Prabhupada says, you know, they write simple mundane stories and then that becomes very popular. So instead, if they glorify the Lord like Vyasadeva did in Srimad Bhagavatam, then it becomes perfect. Also example of Valmiki, we see. He just glorified Lord Ram, you know. His whole thing started with the Shoka. When he saw that bird being killed. In that mood of separation, in that mood of grief, he wrote all the shlokas of Ramayana. So shlokas are the solution for the shoka. Shoka means grief, distress. A person is in shoka. So how to get rid of shoka? Chant the shloka. Meaning what? And here, Krishna is called as Uttama Shloka, the best of the shlokas. The Lord Himself, that how do you say He's a person and how do you say His shloka? Oh, there is no difference. In Krishna's case, there is no difference between His name, fame, paraphernalia and the verses glorifying Him. So when we are chanting a shloka for Krishna, then that means we are directly in touch with Krishna. Direct touch, not you know, something indirect which we cannot feel. We can feel the presence of Krishna, and that's why one of the best shlokas that we chant every day is Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. And when we chant that sincerely with love and affection in the mood of service, then we can see the presence of Krishna. So, this is what is required. Perfect your life by engaging in the service. Ultimately, that's what we are supposed to do. So why not start doing it now? Why wait when we cannot do anything? People want to do when they are retired and with grey hair and all that. That time they cannot do anything much. You go to a satsang, you can't even sit there. some chair is required, something is required, you know, and then you can't sit for long. So what is the use of waiting till then? Similarly, special instruction for the scientists. Prabhupada says, scientists should, what they should do? They should endeavor to prove the existence of the Lord on a scientific basis. So they should, and that's what many scientists who joined our movement, they're working on that. You know, they are trying to re-establish the supremacy of the scriptures. They're trying to re-establish the factual situation of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the fifth canto, where the universe astronomy is described. So they are working on that and proving with proof that whatever is written in Bhagavatam is true. It's not some fiction or mythology, as people sometimes say. So if you have so much knowledge, so much intelligence, and then you are not using it for Krishna, then that intelligence is not so good. You have seen that Narada Muni says that whatever we speak, and if it is not in the glorification of the Lord, then that's the place of pilgrimage for crows. And so we call ourselves great scientists, great authors, great computer scientists, you know, so on and so forth. But if we are not using that, that doesn't mean that we just stop doing everything else. It's just a question of transforming your consciousness. You know, once we have the consciousness, proper consciousness, then what happens? Everything we do becomes Hari Kirtana, Srila Prabhupada says. All similar activities, scientific knowledge, engaged in the service of the Lord, and all similar activities are all factually Hari Kirtana. Such a wonderful thing. It becomes Hari Kirtana. Now the social media, for example, you know, we can abuse it or we can use it. We can use it for some mundane, hello, how are you, where are you, or we can engage in glorifying the Lord and taking the message, the beautiful paintings, the kirtans, the wonderful videos produced by the devotees, you know, the Rath Yatras and the festivals, and people don't know. Many people, millions of people don't know. Why not use this to do that rather than, you know, okay, it's required to say hello to your friend also, but along with that, tell the friend to chant, to enjoy this wonderful bliss of Krishna Katha Hari Kirtana. That way we can make our life successful. So I'd like to stop here if you have any questions. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.